Now, I got a tremendous vote in 2016 and topped the poll, and there was certainly a wind. The wind was at my back in that particular election. Not so in this election. There was definitely Sinn Féin had a surge, and that was clear from the first week of the campaign. It really only arrived early, you know, after Christmas. It certainly wasn't there in the last local elections or before Christmas, but certainly during the campaign, and I could see that, and it definitely was hearing it in the doors. So I wasn't particularly surprised then at what came to pass. I knew and I was sure that the Sinn Féin would be taking the first two seats, and that we were battling to try and ensure the vote would hold up. And you know, I was very grateful and pleased to hold the 8,500 votes. Obviously, I would always like to have more support, but 8,500 certainly puts me in third place at the moment, and I'm most grateful to the 8,500 that would have voted for me. And hopefully, it will be sufficient with as the transfers move on to be returned to the Dáil to continue to work for the county.
Is it a sticky position to be in when you're looking for people to, you know, do a really, you know, it's a big deal for someone to vote number one for you in a general election, to send you up to Dublin to represent them? When you were in a situation as a party, we've kind of talked about this before, maybe you disagree, but that you were being blamed for everything that went wrong, but were not being given any credit for anything through your facilitation that went right. You know, I mean, you were damned if you do and damned if you didn't.
Yeah, well, I suppose, listen, we did put the country first throughout the Brexit process. But there's no doubt, you know, that has now moved on to the end of this year, and the emergency that was there up until after the British general election has passed. But there's no doubt that once the general election kicked off, and that the fact that we had facilitated a government being in place definitely did hamper our capacity to grow our vote and to get the public support to get a significant number of seats and to grow that. So that definitely was the big drag and the big difficulty for us, and it certainly it was a plus for Sinn Féin, and in that they were able to.
Well, there was a vacuum there, and they were able to go in on it, weren't you? Martin McDermott has a bit more latitude, I think, in commentary as a councillor, as you might have as a frontbencher, who's to say a potential minister. But he believes that the party needs reform, that something needs to be done, up to and including not ruling out maybe a change of leader. Is your view as drastic as that?
Well, the election campaign was a difficult one because certainly the momentum went to Sinn Féin and the floating vote went to Sinn Féin. We're still very much in the mix. We're very hopeful here in Donegal that we can hold on to the two. And we're very much in the mix across the country at the moment in terms of potentially being the largest party. So, you know, we have to give the time and space now for the count to happen over the next day or two. And then obviously we'll have to review the election campaign. But I think there's no doubt, like, we had to, you know, we put the country first in terms of ensuring that Brexit was dealt with and that there was a national united front in relation to that. And afterwards, that definitely hurt us then at the polls as well. So, and you know,
is Micheál Martin the man for the next 4 years?
Listen, I mean, I think Micheál Martin has shown that he's a man of great capacity. He's led the party exceptionally well since 2011 and grown it. Brought the party to a situation where we were very well placed going into the election. Obviously, during the campaign, the surge came for Sinn Féin and the public went in that direction. But what we have to do now is see where it lands nationally. Hopefully we'll be in a position where we're the largest party, and then take it from there in terms of how things go forward.
Micheál Martin slightly opened the door to conversation about coalescing really between yourself, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin. We're not getting into the nuances and detail of it, but could you see it being an arrangement that potentially could work?
Well, I think first of all, listen, we have to see by tomorrow that we have our two seats here, and the counting will proceed across the country today, tonight, tomorrow, and potentially for a couple of days after that. So I think we have to see where things finish up in relation to party seats and party position. Hopefully we will be the strongest party, but that remains to be seen, and then it'll be a matter for the party then to consider that, and certainly as we would have to engage with other parties, particularly as we outlined before the election, in relation to seeing what the possibilities are in terms of forming a government.
You know, it is worth reminding ourselves that at 10:30, less than a third of seats have been filled, so we're a long way off. John,
are you getting any feel at all, Charlie, from your communications outside of the County CEO with headquarters in Dublin, what your tally is going to be like at the end of the day insofar as seats is concerned. Are you going to be on 50 or over it?
No, just from the media, John. I've been listening to Highland all
day. Don't trust them.
I've been listening to Highland and also to the RT television and RT radio, yeah. And also following it online. So, I mean, certainly some of the pundits seem to be indicating that we're very much in the hunt to be the largest party.
Yeah.
But listen, it's so early to say, as we know here, in terms of what's still to play out in our own count, and it's the same right across the country. So, as predicting is fraught, and we'll just have to see.
We'll put the next difficult question to you now. When you're in the mood, how difficult does the formation of a government look like at this point?
Well, we'll have to see what the final seat tallies is, and then, we had outlined that we would be looking to talk to other parties afterwards, and we'll have to see what, you know, how Fianna Fáil can follow through in that, and how we can look to.
You're going to be very close. You're going to be very close to looking for 30 extra seats to get you over the line, aren't you?
It depends on what the final seat tally is, but listen, I mean,
it brings us very conveniently to saying, will you consider Fine Gael or Sinn Féin as an option?
Well, listen, we had outlined our position in advance of the election, and we'll have to take that up afterwards and do what we can.
I think the public understand that you say things before an election, and it's, you're not misleading people, but you have to then listen to the will of the people. Yeah. You have to see the way the cards fall. Yeah.
Are you confident that the electorate has voted to select a government regardless, and that you have a responsibility?
Well, I think there's an onus, we took that onus very seriously last time around in relation to the public expect you to, the politicians who elect the politicians of the politicians to actually do their best to work with that afterwards. I don't in any way wish to be presumptuous, because, you know, we're hoping we'll come through with two seats. Let's see that, first of all, that is delivered, and then let's see what happens nationally, and I think then it'll be up to the party after that.
But it's the one thing we can rule out. There can't be an appetite anywhere in Fianna Fáil. Junior Minister Mary Mitchell O'Connor and Solidarity's Ruth Coppinger have both lost their Dáil seats. Lost their Dáil seats indeed. But there can't be any appetite within Fianna Fáil or within the population for another Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil partnership or whatever it might be, because people want to change, and that would be the thing furthest
that's
from
what,
change.
That's so
that,
what, yeah.
That'd be the one thing
that's
potentially
what we want to deliver
off,
like,
the
I
table,
mean,
isn't it?
Or, you know, what we went to the public with was to bring about a total change of government and to ensure the Fine Gael were removed from government, because we believe they've failed to deliver in relation to housing and health, and we wanted to wanted a mandate for Fianna Fáil to address those issues.
You see, you're probably going to end up by Tuesday in the situation where Fine Gael was in the last time, with your party propping them up. Do you see Leo Varadkar and Fine Gael reciprocating that agreement with you?
But no one wants that, John.
I
think our objective, and listen, I hesitate to get into this too much, because I'm very conscious.
I know, and you've been very good.
I'm very conscious.
This is confidential.
I never. I didn't know you knew that word, John. Did you?
Thanks, Charlie.
You know that means it's a secret, right?
Stop, Greg, would you?
Come here. Well, I just want to ask.
You put him off his line of thinking here.
No, that's
like he was doing very well there for a good time.
He can only give you the same answer so many times. He's going to wait to see.
I'm not buttering you up here, Charlie, but you're a very polished politician. You probably know the stats better than we do, and you know this Fianna Fáil is going to be somewhere in or around that 50 mark, aren't they?
I don't know, John. We shall see. Yeah. Because there's so much. There's so many seats
even,
in the mix.
There is a space, though, isn't there? I mean, it happens in other countries for a solid minority party, isn't there? Not minority.
Well, listen,
that's bigger than Fine Gael of Sinn Féin.
40% of the governments across Europe tend to be minority.
Do you know what I'm about?
But,
and they can be in power for a long time.
It would be something totally different here.
Yeah.
Would we?
It's called change, John. It's called change.
Would our party structure amongst the left be far too fractured?
Well, I mean, the left has always shown itself to be very fractured, you know. But listen, I'm very conscious of this. Myself and Pat the Cope Gallagher aren't sure yet that we're going to have two seats in Donegal. We certainly hope we're in a reasonable position. That will come to pass. I don't in any way wish to be presumptuous about it. I think the focus here now is on the count, on getting that two seats.